Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Yeah, I know, no one likes villains. It's not nice to call someone out and bash them, is it? But there's a way to use the power of the bad guy and not come off like a bully yourself. Here's a couple of my favorite ideas. First, spread the blame. Notice here how the author not only focused on the entitled attitude of the original poster, but also on those who agreed with her. By expanding the group, it didn't look like the author was singling out one person. It also justified the rant, saying the volume of agreement points to the problem. So it looks like she's responding to the attitude and the response, not the people with the attitude. Nicely done. Here's another idea. Don't double down. Note how the author told the story in the first paragraph and then went immediately into empathy. Even when she refuted each argument, she didn't go back to villain mode. Illustrate the bad behavior and move on. Villains are a great way to create a frame around your point. Bad behavior creates a frame of comparison as well as a visceral reaction. But if you're not careful here, you can lose folks who don't like bullies themselves. Use this tool strategically, and you will have the upside without the risk. Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.